Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:15 British Summer Time. A little bit earlier today because I'm afraid I have to go to a dinner party this evening, so I need to get home a bit earlier. But I've done quite a big piece there on Japan, which I hope you'll enjoy. There really is quite a lot of interesting things going on there. The Nikkei was up another 1.37% today, so that's 4 days in a row with gains greater than 1%, and long may it continue. The higher it goes, the easier it is for it to be to maintain that break over 12,000, and it does look like it's going to be able to do that this time. So that is interesting stuff. The Hang Seng was able to maintain its break. It was up 2% yesterday. It was up 0.64% today. It's at 15,445. So that was quite good action in there today. And the Australian index, the AS51, was up 35 points. So that's much better action than we've seen over the last couple of days, and it is starting to get some legs over this 4,400 level, which is to be welcomed. Europe was down today. I think primarily because there was a little bit of bad news came out of the U.S. early in the day. U.S. retail sales were down, and there really wasn't an awful lot of news in Europe, but they were generally firm. The DAX was down 0.73 of a percent, so giving up a little bit of what it's gained over the last couple of days, but still nothing to write home about. These European indices are still very much within their uptrends. The U.S. today is up. The Dow Jones is currently up 6. That's well off the highs. Excuse me. The S&P 500 is up just 1. Again, that is also off the highs, and the Nasdaq's up 2.8. Again, we're still really quite early in the session, and given what the action we saw yesterday, which was really quite worrying, I saw it on Bloomberg around 10 o'clock last night, sort of flicking through the channels, and I saw that all of the indices had given up the gains that they'd had earlier on in the day, particularly the S&P, which had really quite a large upside tail, and that would have to get taken out quite quickly because that's a rather bearish sign. So we had that downward dynamic. We had not so much dynamics, but good strong down days early in the week, and we had that upside tail in the S&P yesterday. So it is looking like a little bit of a loss of momentum in the U.S. markets. Of course, they are quite high, and a bit of a consolidation is certainly not unexpected. But they are maintaining their levels at the moment, so they are definitely ones to keep an eye on because they have led on the upside. And just keep in mind that Wall Street leash effect. Then there are really some big news stories here today. The first one is gold. Gold is up 790 right now. I'm afraid, actually, as I speak, it's just hit 8. That's up. That's at 445.60. So that's really quite a good move. And it's gone straight through that 440 level. That's only been really in the afternoon since the US opened. The dollar today is really quite weak. The euro is up half a cent at 124.34. The yen is up almost 1 yen, or it's at 109.93, so that's broken the 110 level. All depending on where that closes, that could be quite key. You'll see all those charts I posted today. The cable is at 180.67, so that's up over a cent. That's up 1 cent and 1.17 cents. So that's really very good. Platinum, which had been bottom feeding there around the 900 level and threatening to break it, is up nearly $10 right now. It's at 9.17, so that's really quite good action there. And platinum, sorry, I just said platinum. Excuse me. Silver is up 12 cents at 720. So that had really been at the bottom of the range the last couple of days, and it's nice to see that rallying up there finally, since gold is really quite well just broken out of the top of the medium term range and heading up for some, I'd say the next real resistance would be around the 450 level. And given that this is such a big dynamic, 450 may be really only token resistance. And if you look at some of those charts of gold and other currencies. So this really will be quite a good move because of this dollar weakness creeping in here. Palladium is the laggard, always will be. So it is one to keep an eye on. If we do see any kind of acceleration coming into any of the other precious metals, then palladium is the one that will make the catch up. But as I said yesterday, the palladium chart does look a little bit top heavy, so there could be some more potential downside for that one. Just another couple of words on currencies. The Aussie dollar is up 0.0088, so that's at 77.42. That's a really quite a good move up there. It looks like a very nice dynamic reasserting that uptrend on the Aussie dollar. New Zealand dollar is up almost 1 cent. It's at 70.53. That's really quite good, and I had been looking for a dynamic there because there was quite a tight rising consolidation there, but this is really quite a good upward dynamic out of this sort of bottom pattern that we had seen over the last 7 or 8 weeks. Treasuries are pretty much flat on the day, as are bunds. The JGBs, you'll see again charts in the comment of the day on those. They had really quite a downward dynamic yesterday, and it looks like we're going to see 136 or 134 even on those. And it wouldn't be too far for them to go at all. Next big piece of news: oil is at 60. Well, was about 10 minutes ago at $66. It's up. Well, that was up just over a dollar on the day. It's up 75 cents right now at 65.65, and natural gas is up 14.9. Sorry, 0.149. So that's 14.9 cents. At 9.22, another great upward move in natural gas. Heating oil and gasoline also looking very good. So there's a lot of different things driving this. Obviously, it's going to be concern about Iran and them breaking seals on various UN seals on their processing equipment and the furious diplomacy that's going on there. It's also because we've had all these explosions at various refineries. And as I have said before, there's plenty of oil out there, but what we don't have is we do not have an excess of refinery capacity. This is the driving season, so this is the time when people want gasoline the most. I guess that's probably why of them all we have a backwardation in gasoline and none of the others. But as we can see at the moment, oil and natural gas, and actually they're all in very consistent uptrends. And while oil still has a contango of a dollar, it does mean that this is really speculation fueled. So really want to keep an eye on, because when these things come down, they are going to come down with a bang. I don't want to try and estimate what the top is going to be, because I think that's really a crapshoot. But they're looking very consistent right now. Chances are these are going to end in some sort of key reversal, and we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. And that's pretty much it for me. Tomorrow's the big picture long-term audio, and this time I'll make sure that it gets posted, not like last week. My apologies for that. One last word on the email of the day. If there are any of the indices that we're using that are not the benchmark index for your country, and over the last number of weeks we've had quite an inflow of new subscribers from pretty much all over the world, and we do try to put up indices from just about every country we can get our hands on. But if we've got the wrong one for your country, please let us know and we'll change it as quick as we can. And that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that we can do to improve the service that we're providing to you, please let us know, and we'll try our best to do that. And thank you very much for your time.